neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he has never deployed a police task team.
I have consequently not authorized any deployment of these teams either to Richards Bay Minerals or to any other place.
KZN's top cop Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has told the inquiry probing alleged political interference in police matters that the president was asked to intervene when a political killings task team that had been deployed to Richards Bay Minerals was called back to Durban. The team had been sent to investigate several murders of RBM's executives. Mkhwanazi told the Matlanga Commission that RBM seemed to have connections in high places, as National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola called him about a complaint from the presidency. Well, Ramaphosa was asked about this in the National Assembly, and this was his response.
I've known about that company and some of the officials and managers. I don't know the current ones. I must say, though, I met the executive global chairperson at Davos a year or two ago, and he told me about the challenges that they are having.
New long-term medications are changing how obesity is treated in South Africa. That's according to a medical expert who says the treatment comes at a time when the country has some of the highest obesity rates in the world. At 39.4%, KZN also has the highest prevalence of overweight people in the country. General practitioner Dr. Charlene Wahlberg says obesity has long been recognized as a chronic disease, but the arrival of GLP-1 medications means doctors can now treat it long-term like any other chronic condition.
Until now, there were no real medications that could be used chronically. So I think the advent of these newer medications has now prompted people to look and treat obesity as a chronic disease state.
And she says obesity is driven by factors such as processed foods, stress, screen time, hormones and genetics. And Dr. Wahlberg says the challenge now is shifting the old narrative that it's a problem of willpower rather than a medical condition. And a political analyst believes ongoing changes within Umkhonto weSizwe party are a result of leadership contestation. First Deputy President John Hlophe has been suspended after he replaced Colleen Makubele as the party's parliamentary chief whip. The MKP's head of presidency says Hlophe's decision earlier this week was made without consulting party leader Jacob Zuma, who was in Burkina Faso at the time. Last night, the party said Des van Rooyen's appointment as the new parliamentary chief whip was invalid. Dr. Oscar van Heerden is a political analyst at the University of Johannesburg.
We see a party that is in turmoil, that is going through some leadership contestation, that is unstable. And then there's also the phenomenon of the president, Jacob Zuma, wanting everything and everyone to listen to him, and he makes the decision. So I think for all these reasons, there is a problem.
And Van Heerden doesn't believe the party's chances of succeeding during the local government elections are high.
There was an initial euphoria about MKP, and hence its massive boost in the elections and support. But already they are losing certain by-elections. I think that MK is going to suffer losses in terms of its support with the local government elections. And to a certain extent, the ANC and others are going to fill that space and fill that gap and win back some of those votes.
Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Proteas 86-1 as they try and chase 270 against Pakistan in the second ODI. Rassie Erasmus to make his 50th appearance as Springbok coach this weekend when they take on France, and Live Golf's expansion to four rounds, a push for world ranking points.